And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
That's right. It is once again time for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest from here at the station and in the greater KBOO listening community. Mike and Monica are not here tonight. We are instead joined by Ani Haynes, who is our KBOO volunteer and outreach coordinator. Hello, Ani.
Good evening.
You say that you've not been in for News from the Boo before.
I don't think I have.
I don't know if that's true, but I'll take your word for it.
It might have been a little while ago. I suppose it could have happened.
So anyone who's listened to KBOO for any length of time should by now know who you are by voice and reputation. But giving listeners the benefit of the doubt, maybe they're brand new, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do here at KBOO, and what you've been doing for all these years.
Cool. Well, my name is Ani Raven Haynes. I am on staff as KBOO's outreach and volunteer coordinator. That means for the last 16 years or so, I've been helping people get situated at KBOO, understand what's going on, what our mission is, what our programs are about, what the underlying philosophy of the station is, bringing folks in, letting them know about the different volunteer opportunities and roles there are in trainings, and then scheduling people and helping them find the paths that they are interested in doing and volunteering with at the station. So that's what I've been doing as a staff person for about 16 years. Before that, I was a volunteer at KBOO for about 12 years, where I have done everything from front desk staffing to investigative reporting to hosting a talk radio show and hosting a punk rock show. I hosted a punk rock show there in the early 90s for a while. But I still host a talk radio show. So for listeners, that's probably how listeners know me best, is as one of the co-hosts of Positively Revolting on Friday mornings.
Ani, tonight we're talking about the volunteer outreach program at KBOO. First, tell us a little bit about the outreach program at KBOO.
Well, so we have outreach is a word that's used in so many different ways. Basically, outreach for the station and outreach for volunteering kind of go part and parcel with each other, as we want people to know that KBOO exists, that we're your community radio station. We are here to be listened to by the community. We are here to be utilized by the community. If there's important and exciting things happening in your neighborhood, we want to know about it. Our news wants to know about it. We want to engage the neighbors in conversations. We want to engage Cascadia in conversations. We want local musicians to be able to use us. We want people to be inspired by what they hear. We want people to be able to participate and volunteer and, you know, see their interests light up as they get to mix live music for a radio station and things like that. And so it's part of my job to make sure that we are connected to the community. So we do that in a number of ways: co-sponsoring events, getting KBOO out there at those events, passing out the bumper stickers, passing out information about what it takes to be a KBOO volunteer, if people have time or questions, making sure that they can have some information about the station. A lot of folks just don't even know. They might be new to town. They don't know that KBOO exists. They've listened twice. They heard the same sort of show on it because they've tuned in twice on a Wednesday, so they think that we play jazz. But they don't know that on Thursdays we play African music. On Fridays we play, folk rock and rock. And so, again, just trying to get that word out, outreaching that we are here to be listened to, but beyond that, we're here to be used and accessed by the community.
Well, speaking of outreach, we couldn't help but notice as we came in tonight, there's a big blue van, or a big van covered with blue fur, out front of the station.
It's true.
Would that be your doing?
I wish it were my doing. But a wonderful person donated that to the station. And so we have just taken it on today. We are so super excited. It's going to be our new outreach vehicle. So now we have like a KBOO station big blue fuzzy van. You've got to see it to believe it.
Yeah, you do.
It's really what it is. I think we should have a naming contest. Lots of folks have suggested that we need to name the critter. So that's something that might be on the agenda. But that's going to be a wonderful tool to use in our outreach to actually let folks know in a very whimsical way that KBOO exists in their communities. It's certainly eye-catching. And so we love to be a part of community parades, neighborhood festivals, and so you can keep your eye open for the big fuzzy blue van and know that KBOO's present.
What about co-sponsorships? What is that and how does it help our community?
Co-sponsorships is a great way for organizations to get the word out about important things that they're doing. So sometimes that can be a concert that's got important cultural relevance. Sometimes it could be a political action or a rally. Sometimes it could be a speaker. You know, it could be any of a number of things, as long as it's something that is in line with KBOO's inherent values, which are listed in our program charter. And those values are peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. If that event is somehow or another upholding those values, then we want to be a part of it if we can. Sometimes there's some capacity issues, because as you can imagine, that could be a very popular program. So what happens is organizers of these events will contact us. There's an online form. It's an easy process. You can find it on our website, kboo.fm, and then you go to the sponsor tab. And the last option there is sponsor an event. And that tells us the basic information about what you're doing and if we have the capacity. If we are not already previously committed to too many things that week, then we will add that. And how it works is it's a trade of promotion. So that organization puts the KBOO Happy Star Tower logo on their promotional materials and acknowledges us at the event. Sometimes we will have an outreach table there, and we will do some outreaching for listeners and for volunteers. Sometimes not. Sometimes we just will have our banner up and be acknowledged. And then that organization has a promo spot that will run on the air for them so that their message can get furthered and more people can know about the exciting things happening in their community. It's also online on our community events web calendar, which actually was is in the running for one of the best places to find out information, best community calendars in the Willamette Week Best of Portland, which people still have time to vote for.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Remember to vote for KBOO Best of Portland. And those are some of the things. We also do a little co-promotion in social media with events that we're co-sponsoring. But that's what a co-sponsorship is. It benefits the community because it helps very busy organizers spread the word to thousands of people with no additional money being spent.
A minute ago or so, you mentioned the core principles of the station. Mm-hmm. And one of those is that we are dedicated to being a volunteer-powered organization. What's the significance of that as an organization, and specifically as a media organization, that we are volunteer-powered? And tell us about the volunteer program here at KBOO.
Well, how we are volunteer-powered is that really everyone people hear on the air, the broadcasters you hear, the people that put the shows together, are all volunteers. This place is literally driven by volunteers. We have a small staff that coordinates the work and makes sure that there's day-to-day continuity, that FCC regulations are being followed, and keep it sort of organizationally together. But the work of the programs, the content that you hear, is produced by volunteers without somebody whispering in their ear, oh, you have to play this, oh, you have to play this, oh, this over here, this is what you need to focus on this week. We don't do that. As staff people, we stay out of your way. And thank you for coming in and giving your passions and your knowledge and your expertise and your communities to the airwaves. And that's what we mean by volunteer-driven.
How many volunteers do we have at KBOO, and what are some of the roles they play?
Getting an accurate estimate of exactly how many volunteers we have on any given day is probably impossible. But we have around 500. And the way that that breaks down is we have about 180 people who are regularly engaged in music programming one way or another. This might be, there might be a music collective that has five members in it, and everyone takes 1 week a month, and somebody does the fifth week of the month, and substitutes as needed for the other weeks. That's a fairly typical setup. So there can be more than one host per show. So we have about 180 people on air for music and probably about another 40 or more involved in public affairs. Some of those are very regular. in news and public affairs like yourselves, coming in once a week. Some people do an occasional special or an occasional interview and might bop in and out twice a year, but they're still a volunteer. So that's why I was like, 500 more or less. And then we have people that come in and want to get really engaged doing those outreach tables, engaging the community, helping with the clerical support, helping to organize events, helping to staff the front desk, do building maintenance. All of these other things are done by volunteers as well.
And despite all those volunteers, are there some roles that we're looking to fill for the summertime?
We are always looking to fill more roles. Volunteers are busy people, right? You have all of the rest of your lives and KBOO too. And so as we look at the summer season, summer is festival season in Portland, right? Because we all know that everything that happens in Portland happens between the end of April and the end of August. And so basically we've got 3 months to go out and explore the world in our own backyard. So we'd have a lot of festivals that we get engaged with, and we do live remotes. We'll be having a live remote of the content from Good in the Hood, which is the end of June. Less than a week later, we will be having a remote broadcast or a simulcast from the Blues Festival at Waterfront Park, as we have every year since it started. And we'll be doing that, noon through 10 o'clock, July 1st through 4th. 2 weeks after that, we will be broadcasting from the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival. So this is a great time to jump in and get involved. We need people to do the outreach tabling. We need people to talk about KBOO and the glory thereof. We need people to also actually learn how to run the controls and do the engineering, be the voices that you hear behind the mics describing the scenes. We need people to staff the front desk. We need people to be investigative reporters in the news department, and those are needs we have all year long. So, but summer is especially a great time to get engaged because there is so much happening in that fun, outgoing, festival energy, and we always need more volunteers involved in that.
Are there roles needed for remotes?
Yeah, actually, if people have experience with soundboards, that's helpful. But you don't have to have any experience. We do provide training from the ground up. So that's one of the unique things about KBOO is that we do offer free training in audio production, soundboards, remote broadcasting. We ask that people make a commitment to give back 8 hours in volunteering for every class that they take. And that's just the deal. You can come in and spend those 8 hours refiling CDs in the record library or passing out bumper stickers at fun festivals. Any of that kind of stuff works.
We only have a couple minutes left, and I don't want us to get through without asking you about the youth interns that we're going to have here from the IRCO, the Immigrant Refugee Center of Oregon, this summer. What will they be working on, and how long will they be here at the station?
They are going to be working on a number of things. We have, we're getting 8 interns from IRCO, and we're really excited to get them on board. They will be here from the end of June through August, and they'll be helping out in a number of different ways. There will be interns who will be focusing on archiving our audio and audio production. There'll be interns focused on development and grants and that world. There'll be interns who are focused on events and outreaching. There'll be interns that are focused on data entry and building those clerical skills. It's a really exciting time. There's also going to be an intern in the news department learning investigative reporting. So it's an exciting time to get a bunch of young people involved to make sure that youth have something really meaningful to do with their summer, to get all this fresh, wonderful, energized help from the community, and knowing that we are also partnering with ERCO so that these youth are getting real meaningful experience that they can use in their futures.
All right, we've got 30 seconds left. We haven't even touched facilities, the events committee, any of that stuff. Do mention what's going on with the Oregon Historical Society.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, we are turning 50 next year. And so as we are turning 50, there are many things we'll be engaged with, including an exhibit at the Oregon Historical Society. We want people to get involved. We have a committee that's starting, actually, our 50th anniversary committee. For people that want to get involved in that, in the summer remotes, in any of these things, please, you can come to the next volunteer orientation. That's going to be on Tuesday night, June 7th. It's the first Tuesday in June. I'm thinking it's the 7th, and that's at 6 o'clock in the evening. So that's one way to do it. There's also, you can just contact me, volunteer@kboo.org, or call me here at the station.
Thank you, Ani, and thank you to all of our KBOO listeners and community for supporting KBOO Community Radio.
This is KBOO Portland, and
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Lost Boys of Portlandia, a film premiere gala and fundraiser for Outside the Frame, Tuesday, June 7th at 7 p.m. at Revolution Hall in Portland. Outside the Frame.